Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz, I'm Ken Wiley. Like Someone in Love, written in 1944 by Jimmy Van Heusen, and the film that he wrote it for was one called Belle of the Yukon. I'd like to bring two presentations of that to you to start things today. From Hollywood, 1955, Claude Williamson, solo pianist, and a little bit of the Celeste to begin with. And then the Bill Evans Trio at the Balboa Jazz Club in Spain, 1979 for Ivory Records. Bill Evans piano, Mark Johnson string bass, and Joe LaBarbera on the drums. Thank you. Like Someone in Love, a couple places for you. First, Claude Williamson in Hollywood, 1955, solo piano and Celeste. His version for Capitol Records. And Bill Evans Trio for Ivory Records, 1979, at the Balboa Jazz Club in Spain. Mark Johnson on string bass, and Joe LaBarbera on the drums, Like Someone in Love, written by Jimmy Van Heusen. I'd like to take you to Los Angeles, 1945 now, and bring in guitarist Les Paul, his trio with his friend Cal Gooden playing rhythm guitar, and Clinton Nordquist on string bass, and Bing Crosby.
Whose dream are you? Where is your cloud? Where are your wings? Why is my heart hearing things like the sigh of a moonbeam? Whose dream are you? Can you be loved? Can you be kissed? Or will you fade like the mist in the sky? Tell me, have you come true? Are you here in my arms? Could a dream ever seem half so divine, darling? Whose dream are you? Maybe someday you will reveal that you're no dream, you are real, and you're mine.
They all seemed without you. So kiss.
Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Once again, it's been a long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since I can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seem without you. Oh, kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Long, long.
Bing Crosby with the Les Paul Trio, 1945 in Los Angeles for Decca Records. Whose Dream Are You? Written by Meredith Wilson, and It's Been a Long, Long Time by Julie Stein, Sammy Kahn. Les Paul solo guitar, rhythm guitar of Cal Gooden, and Clinton Northquist playing the string bass. I'd like to bring in Lizzie Miles now. She was born in New Orleans in 1895 and died there in 1963. 1929, she recorded these two with Jasper Davis and his orchestra.
Thank you. Said the chicken when she ate the worm. Make me wiggle when you start to squirm, 'cause it feels so good. Oh, feels so good. I like good bait, honey, when it feels so good.
Lizzie Miles, as I said, born in New Orleans and died there, and sang there in 1929 with Jasper Davis in his orchestra. As much as I've been able to find out, Davis didn't exist. It was a cardboard cutout up in front of the band, maybe. It Feels So Good, written by Clarence Williams, and Williams and J.C. Johnson wrote Georgia Gigolo. And fine work by Louis Metcalf on cornet, and Ernest Moore on tuba, and the great Charlie Holmes on clarinet and soprano, and Henry Hicks on the trombone. Lizzie Miles with Jasper Davis and his Orchestra for Harmony Records. Thank you. Amma Jamal and Time on My Hands, written by Vincent Newman. Chicago, 1960, he on piano, and Israel Crosby, bass, and Vernell Fournier playing the drums for Argo Records. Now, that trio is now going to play Rain Check, a 1941 composition by Billy Strayhorn, and then segue to the Victor original recording in Hollywood, 1941, of Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra, and their version of Rain Check.
Thank you.
Check, written by Billy Strayhorn and performed first by the Alma Jamal Trio in Chicago, 1960. Jamal piano, Israel Crosby bass, and Vernell Fournier on drums for Argo Records. Then the original for Victor Records of Duke Ellington's Orchestra, 1941 in Hollywood. Juan Teasdale taking the theme on his valve trombone, Ben Webster soloing on tenor saxophone, and soloing on a trumpet, Ray Nance. Billy Strayhorn's Rain Check. I'd like to chase a composition by Jelly Roll Morton called Froggy Moore Rag. Ragtime, I have to give you a little structural idea here. Ragtime made up of more than one theme, sometimes more than two. In this case, two, and some people have taken what might be their favorite, either the A theme or the B theme, and recording that. And I'm going to do just that with David Boardinghouse, 1995 for Ryko Disc. He decided that he loved the second theme of Jelly Roll Morton's Froggy Moore Rag, and so he's going to play it on the piano for you right now. Thank you. David Bodinghouse and the second theme of Jelly Roll Morton's Froggy Moore Rag, 1995 for Ryko Disc. Now, back to 1923, Richmond, Indiana, King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band for Jeanette Records and their performance of Froggy Moore. And the second, they'll play the A theme, the first theme, and they'll play the second theme, of course, and it will be a solo for Louis Armstrong. Jelly Roll Morton's Froggy Moore Rag, performed by King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band, 1923, for Jeanette Records, Joe Oliver and Louis Armstrong cornets, Honoré Dutré trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Lillian Harden piano, Bill Johnson banjo, Baby Dodds on drums. And as I said, the second theme, the one that Bodinghouse did on the piano, was given over as a solo for the second cornetist Louis Armstrong. And a beauty it was. Now the composer, Chicago 1924, and Froggy Moore Rag and Jelly Roll Morton. Jelly Roll Morton and his composition Froggy Moore Rag in Chicago, 1924. Morton, pretty much one of the great masters of this art. Froggy Moore Rag. New book on Thelonious Monk. I'm about, I think, about halfway through, and I recommend it for anyone who's interested in Monk or the time in this art when Monk was doing what he was. The title is Thelonious Monk, The Life and Times of an American Original by Robin D.G. Kelly. New York Free Press this year, 588 pages and $30 price tag. And worth every second of it. Beautifully researched. I recommend that to those who would be interested in that. I mean, don't just run down and get it. Why would I read this? And then call me up and tell me it was terrible. Who is this guy, Monk? Panonica, long first name of Nika, who is a friend, benefactor of Monk. Well, here, the ensemble first from 56, Riverside Records, Monk on piano and Celeste, Ernie Henry, alto, Sonny Rollins, tenor, Oscar Pettiford, bass, Max Roach, drums, and their version, the record is the Brilliant Corners record, and it's their version of Panonica. Then in San Francisco, 1959, Monk all by himself at the piano. And his version.
Thank you.
Thelonious Monk in San Francisco, 1959, and Panonica, his composition. Riverside Records, Monk in San Francisco, and before that, the Ensemble, 1956, part of the Brilliant Corners album for Riverside, and their version. Ernie Henry alto, Sonny Rollins tenor, Oscar Pettiford bass, and Max Roach drums, and Monk on piano, and Celeste. All right. And the book again, Robin D.G. Kelly. Thelonious Monk, The Life and Times of an American Original. About a month ago, I think now, I played some of Woody Herman's band on the road in the 40s and part of the Wild Root shows. Wild Root being a hair tonic at that time. Maybe it still is. And they sponsored him. Just like cigarettes were sponsoring so much of the music at that time. Then he would take the band on the road, and he'd be on the job playing in your town, and you'd go see him and dance to him and all that. Some of these are broadcasts, or maybe all of them are. in my time of collecting, having friends around the world and send tapes back and forth, and this is part of it. So in response, excuse me again, in response to about 15 of you, or maybe more, who wrote me or called me and said, would you please play some more of that Woody Herman on the road? I will. That's what you're going to hear now. These are, as I said, broadcasts as far as I know, and they're from the late 1945 through 1946 time. Woody Herman playing clarinet, alto, and singing. Once in a while, you'll hear an announcer as part of the broadcast, but not always. I'll tell you who all the artists are after we're finished. Here's Woody Herman on the road.
Listen, my children, and you shall hear your father's mustache.
Thank you.
Glee Club. Ah, your father's mustache. Ah, your father's mustache. Ah, your father's mustache. Ah, your father's mustache. Aren't you glad you're you? Near a rose, aren't you glad you've got a nose? And if the dawn is fresh with dew, aren't you glad you're you? When a meadow lark appears, aren't you glad you've got two ears? And if your heart is singing too, aren't you glad you're you? You can see a summer sky, or touch a friendly hand, or taste an apple pie. Pardon the grammar, but ain't life grand? And when you wake up each morn, aren't you glad that you were born? Think what you've got the whole day through. Aren't you glad you're you? Each morn, aren't you glad that you were born? Think what you got the whole day through. Aren't you glad you're you?
At the present time, we take it from the top on Tico Tico. Buy that dream.
put my head on your shoulder, and you with your lips getting bolder, a sky full of moon and a sweet mellow a gown white and flowery, and you thanking Dad for the dowry, a church full of folks, and those last minute jokes. All by that dream, a honeymoon in Cairo, in a brand new auto gyro, then by rocket in a wink. We'll settle down in Dallas in a little plastic palace. It's not as crazy as it seems. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. It does sound bad, and if it can be had, I'll buy that dream.
Symphony of love, music from above, how does it start? You walk in, and the song begins, singing violins start in my heart. Then you speak, the melody seems to rise. Then you sigh, it sighs and it softly dies. Symphony, sing to me, then we kiss, and it's clear to me, when you're near to me, you are my symphony. My symphony.
Thank you.
long, long journey.
Leonard?
Thank you.
Of course, all you true jazz fans know the meaning of that playoff we just heard. But in case there's any doubt, here's Woody to give out.
Well, that was our musical introduction to tonight's Big Jump number. Quite a few of us will take some solos, including Bill Harris on trombone, Flip Phillips on tenor, and a little bit of my clarinet. It's one of our Herman Hurd arrangements that the fans seem to like.
So get ready, fans, for half-past jumping time. All hands, abandon ship. She's sinking by the bow.
On the road, on the job with Woody Herman and his orchestra, part of the Wild Root Shows, where the band would go around the continental United States, stop at your town and play for a dance. And if we're all lucky to have the broadcast of that tour. And let's see, I want to mention the artists. First of all, the time. About the middle of 1945 till about the same time in 1946, maybe a little bit longer than that. The trumpets in the band, it changes because of circumstances of people leaving and coming in, getting a substitute because somebody's sick or whatever. Sonny Berman, Marky Markowitz, Conrad Gazzo, Pete Condoli, and Shorty Rogers are the trumpets. Bill Harris, Ralph Pfeffner, and Ed Kiefer, the trombones. Sam Marowitz and John Laporta, clarinet and alto. The tenor saxophones, Flip Phillips and Mickey Folus. The baritone saxophonist, Sam Rabinovich. Pianists, either Jimmy Rolls or Tony Aless on vibes, either Red Norvo or Marjorie Hyams. The guitar work of Billy Bauer. The string bass of Chubby Jackson, either the drumming of Don LeMond or Dave Tough, and the singing of Francis Wayne. And, of course, throughout, Woody Herman playing the clarinet, the alto, or singing and announcing. We heard Your Father's Mustache, written by Herman and Bill Harris. Aren't You Glad You're You, written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke. Tico Tico by Zakinta Abreu. I'll Buy That Dream by Ollie Rubel and Herb Magison. Symphony by Alex Alstone and Jack Lawrence. It's a Long, Long Journey by Leonard Feather. I Can't Begin to Tell You by Jim Monaco and Mac Gordon and the band's tune they made up pretty much by themselves. Half Past Jumping Time. All right, to continue now. This is Dave Brubeck's birthday, and I'm not doing a lengthy thing about him. I'm including him in this. I'd forgotten that it was his birthday, but I included him because I'm doing some pieces about Duke Ellington written by other people, and of course Brubeck wrote one in honor of Ellington called The Duke. Brubeck was born this day, 1920, in Concord, California. And from Basin Street in New York City, 1955, recorded by Columbia Records, the Brubeck Quartet, meaning Paul Desmond alto, Brubeck piano, Bob Bates on string bass, Joe Dodge on drums, and their version of Brubeck's The Duke. Thank you. The Brubeck Quartet in New York City at Basin Street, 1955, and Brubeck's composition, The Duke, Paul Desmond alto, Bob Bates string bass, Joe Dodge on drums for Columbia. Now Claire Fisher, 1973, for Elevation Records, unaccompanied piano, and his composition called The Duke.
Thank you.
Clare Fisher and his composition, The Duke, 1973 for Revelation Records. In 1956, arranger, composer, conductor Pete Rugolo wrote a composition called Early Duke, where he tried to reenact some of the sounds of Ellington's first band for MRC Records. The trombonist Milt Bernhardt, the alto saxophonist Ronnie Lang, the baritone saxophone Chuck Gentry, and the trumpet work of Don Vegerquist and the piano work of Russ Freeman, conducted all by Pete Rugolo and his composition, Early Duke.
Yeah.
Pete Rugolo's study piece of early Duke Ellington. He simply calls it Early Duke. His orchestra in 1956 for Emercy Records. Milt Bernhardt, trombone soloist. Ronnie Lang, alto. Chuck Gentry, baritone sax. Don Fagerquist, trumpet. And Russ Freeman on the piano with Rugolo conducting the orchestra. 1956. I'd like to take you now to Copenhagen, 1974. A steeplechase recording of Tete Montulio. Thank you. Tete Montolio, 1974 in Copenhagen for Steeplechase Records. Yesterday's written by Jerome Kern, 1933. And Here's That Rainy Day, written by Jimmy Van Heusen, 1953. Tete Montolio. Well, let's go from Copenhagen to Paris, 1939, and hear from Stefan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt. Thank you.
stars above stuff, they're telling me somehow I can guess how it feels. Why, there's a He-Man upsetting me, made for me man, who's getting me, and I need him more than I need my meals. Baby, that wonderful, yes sir, that marvelous baby, a ruin to me. Maybe I couldn't tell, maybe I wouldn't tell what that baby's doing to me. Oh, still losing all my will, sentimental things fill my mind. Gee, when he kisses me, I'll agree they're far from refined. I crave the touch of him, can't get too much of him. Big, strong, fine baby of mine.
Let's see, a set of three for you, starting off with Stefan Grappelli, violin, and Django Reinhardt in Paris, 1939, recorded by the great French label Swing, Johnny Green's 1931 hit Out of Nowhere, and Jimmy McHugh's 1928 hit Baby. And so we might hear Dorothy Field's lyric, Adelaide Hall, in 1933 with Duke Ellington's orchestra for Brunswick Records, and their version of it, fine trombone work by Lawrence Brown, Cootie Williams' trumpet, and of course Adelaide Hall throughout singing beautifully. Stefan Grappelli, Django Reinhardt, and Adelaide Hall. Memphis Slim now, his true name is Peter Chapman. Chicago, 1951. He's going to play the piano and sing for you and tell you about a train.
Can't stand beyond my
Memphis Slim and The Train Is Coming, 1951 in Chicago. His piano, his vocal, recorded by Mercury. Purcell Brokenborough on tenor, Ransom Noling string bass, and Oscar Larkin playing the drums. Now a couple of guys want to tell you about Shoes. Memphis Slim comes back so we can hear what he sounded like playing the piano and singing in 1940. And he wants you to know that he has the last pair of Shoes blues. And then Frank Sinatra, 1955, is learning about the blues, and he says, you'll walk the floor and wear out your shoes.
I got on my last pair of shoes, and my soul is very thin. Got on my last pair of shoes, and my soul is very thin. Well, and all my friends tell me you're getting back on feet again. I spent the night with my friend, didn't carry a thing but my nightgown. I spent the night with my friend, didn't carry a thing but my nightgown.
Tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song, it's the tenth time you've heard it. That's the beginning, just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues. The cigarettes you light, one after another, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose, but you're on the right track for learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying. But you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You'll walk that floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, those blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, that whole night you're crying. But you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You'll walk the floor and you'll wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning those blues.
But I tell you, shoes. Memphis Slim starting out with his last pair of shoes, 1940 for OK Records. Leroy Batchett on string bass and washboard. Sam on washboard and the harp player. Nobody knows, but I think it's Will Shade, but leave it at that. In 1940, Memphis Slim. Then Frank Sinatra with Nelson Riddle arrangement of Dolores Silver's Learning the Blues for Capitol Records. In Los Angeles, March of 1955. Meet Lux Lewis. I'd like to come in now and play the piano for you. 1938 for Vocalion. He calls this Bearcat Crawl. Thank you. Mead Lux Lewis playing the piano for you. He calls it Bearcat Crawl, 1938 for Vocalion Records. Earlier in the program, I did some Bing Crosby from 1945, accompanied by Les Paul Trio. Not to bring him back now and take you to Hollywood 1931. Crosby had been around for a while with Paul Whiteman, but now he was in Hollywood and starting in the movies. And he was a soloist off and on with Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra. We're going to go down there now. Victor Records is there. They're going to record Crosby and the band, and here they are.
to you. Dreams came true. All came true, old and new, thanks to you. Thanks to you. Skies are blue. You turned a winter afternoon into the brightest day of June. All through you. Thanks a lot. I forgot how to sing. Am I blue? No more blackbirds, no more gloom. There's a bluebird in my room. In it flew. Love came too, thanks to you.
Bing Crosby and Gus Arntime's orchestra, his Coconut Grove Orchestra, Hollywood, 1931, for Victor Records. One More Time, written by Ray Henderson, Lou Brown, and Buddy DeSilva, and Thanks to You by Pete Wendling and Grant Clark. And Arntime, the piano player, by the way, leading the band. You can tell it's just Crosby just getting started because he didn't sing right away. If it was his band, he'd be singing right away. Ward Lay, I gotta say about him, that wonderful slap bass he gets in there is quite something. And the lead alto player, I don't know for this recording, but soon after, would be an actor to be Fred McMurray. And sang some, too, with the band. And had a beautiful lead alto tone. And the interlude in there, everyone know about that, they're playing the tune, and then they sort of wander off somewhere and change key. Of course, they're changing, so they get in the key for the singer, and that he or she might get up off of the bentwood chair and make their way to the microphone. Gus Arntime, Coconut Grove Orchestra, Victor Records, and Bing Crosby. Well, we were in Los Angeles, 1931. I'd like to stay there and move up to 1949, and here is Charlie Barnett. Charlie Barnett and his orchestra in Los Angeles, 1949. Over the Rainbow, written by Harold Arlen, arranged by the band drummer Tiny Khan for the trumpet work of Ray Wetzel. Pan Americana, written by Manny Album and arranged for the band by him, to feature the conga drums and vocal of Carlos Vidal. And throughout, the wonderful string bass playing of Eddie Safransky. Charlie Barnett and his orchestra, 1949 in Los Angeles for Capitol Records, the great L.A. Record company. The other one, record company in Los Angeles, Contemporary, recorded some beauties by Lenny Niehaus, who arranges and composes and plays the alto saxophone. Jack Montrose plays the tenor, Bob Gordon the baritone saxophone, Monty Budwig string bass, and Shelly Mann on the drums. Thank you. Lenny Niehaus, his quintet, his alto, his compositions, his arrangements. Jack Montrose, tenor, Bob Gordon, baritone, saxophone, Monty Budwig on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. Who's Blues, Prime Rib, and Inside Out for Contemporary Records, 1954. I'd like to close today's program with Miles Davis. Miles Davis Quartet for Prestige Records, 1953, and Charlie Mingus's composition, Smooch. Miles playing trumpet and Mingus on piano. Percy Heath bass, Max Roach on the drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.